Back to the top story, the Mueller report, if only to note that it's been 2 years, people, of pundits, experts, speculation, of tweets about collusion and who's going to get indicted next. I just need to take a moment, we all do, to exhale. Producer Amulya Shankar is with me to help digest and maybe get some closure. Amulya is on our team that's been coordinating our Mueller coverage. Can you exhale yet?
Well, it's a little uncertain whether or not we're actually done, so there's that. But it does kind of feel like the end of an era. The investigation has been everywhere, not only for us in the news, but also when you go home at night and you turn on late night, and it's inescapable in pop culture.
So we do need a laugh right now, I think, Amulya. What have been some of the funnier pieces of material you've seen?
Well, I really liked Conan O'Brien's spoof of My Fair Lady.
By George, I think he's getting it! So when you're at the water cooler and some jackass calls you Mueller, sing a song and be the one to set them straight. True, they may punch you in the face, but you'll have a smile they can't erase, for you've just prevented one more Mueller game.
That extra E gets you every time.
Yeah. It's not the rain in Spain falls mostly on the plane anymore. You got another one for us, Amulya?
Yeah, something that always sticks in my head is a bit from one of my favorite comics, John Mulaney, sort of representing what a lot of us feel.
It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. I think eventually everything's going to be okay, but I have no idea what's going to happen next. They try to find experts on the news. They're like, we're joined now by a man that once saw a bird in the airport. It's like, get out of here with that shit. We've all seen a bird in the airport. This is a horse loose in a hospital.
That one strikes a little close to home because that's part of my job every day, coming in and finding someone who can talk to us about Mueller.
The world's Amulya Shankar. You got one last funny parting shot for us?
Yep. For my fellow millennials, it's late night host James Corden's version of the classic 2000s hit, It Wasn't Me, by Shaggy.
All right. Special counsel got you sweating like crazy, tweeting that it's a witch hunt. Open up, got some questions about Russia, evidence you should confront. I'm
just from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
My investigation never took its eyes off.